getting stuck straight into it today. And look, a lot of people think that when they start a new idea, that there's a process. And honestly, going in a little bit naive or a bit stupid, you know, not stupid, but let's just say a little bit, yeah, naive is the best word. Sometimes that's the best approach, because I tell you what, if you know a lot about things looking back, you'd go, I would have never started that if that was the process, or if I knew there was that much involved. But having said that, there's also the other side of the coin where if you're, you know, like, let's just say for houses' sake, you're doing houses, you need a real estate agent, you need to rent that out, you need to find the tenant, let them do that, blah, 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 all the mechanics involved in getting that rental up and running. Now, if you can find a better way and make more money, then do it. Don't just follow the process blindly and say, well, that has to be done. A lot of workers, we come out of the school system and we're taught there's a process, we have to do it this way, and don't worry about thinking outside the box. And it's very hard to think outside the square or outside the box when you're taught not to do that. So there's entrepreneurs out there that just have that natural ability. They can do that. But the 99% of us, I'm not an entrepreneur, I'm a worker. And I function very, very well by getting told what to do. But I know that's just a draconian way to approach being financially free. And so I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. There's CEOs that have just done that system and they've got to the top and they're making their $250,000 plus a year. But the real rich people are the ones that own businesses. And I'm telling you, like, staying inside your box, staying inside the square is a very, very hard thing to break out of. And trying to think outside the square when you're taught not to do that, is quite difficult. So what I'm trying to get to is that don't just stick yourself in that, oh, this is the process, this is a way, even if you're doing entrepreneurial stuff, this is a way it has to be done. If it's hard work, let's just say you want to go and run a taxi company and you're starting from scratch and you're going to start getting the advertisement out there. And let's just say by the end of the whole exercise, you've finally got one taxi up and running and you've got the sponsorship, you've got the people out there running, you know, you've got the license, you've got all that. And it was really hard work. Why not just start up an Uber and run the whole thing from an app? Like, just... you know, that might have been a bad example, but what I'm trying to explain is don't just stay there if, you know, this is the process and it just has to be the way it's done, I'm going to be rich one day. Just, you know, constantly say, man, I'm pushing against the wind here. It's nothing's happening. I've done all this work and at the end of it, I'm doing okay, but there's, you know, probably a better way. And if there's a better way, then explore those options. If it's hard work, well, what's an easier way to do it? How can I automate this? So just, yeah, all I'm trying to say is get out of that box. Don't think just because it's hard, it's the way it has to be done. Because there's always a way to explore and just say, well, the process, the mechanics of the whole idea were fantastic. It's just the process is really, really hard work. And, you know, we're not lazy, so to speak, but if we can find an easier way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like Kerry Packer once said, look, you know, I don't mind paying tax, but the thing is I want to pay as little tax as I possibly can. And that's the same with the business. I don't mind doing the work, but I want to make sure that it's the most efficient way that I can possibly do that work to achieve the outcome I want.